بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, just this morning I happened to be on Gmail chat, and a friend who I haven't seen for a long time, who also happens to be an imam, messaged me. And we had a good chat, a good conversation. And since then, alhamdulillah, I've been in a good mood. On the contrary, when I was just driving here right now, I saw a gentleman who made an abrupt lane change. And the lady who was behind him obviously was upset and gave him a good honk. So what that shows is that, if you think about it, a major chunk of our emotions, of our feelings, are made up of interactions that we have, and a major chunk of our feelings and emotions are made up of expectations we have from interactions, and are based on interactions we have with other people. So, for example, if you go to the store and the cashier or an employee isn't polite to us or isn't friendly, we'll be disappointed. Right, because we think we're giving our business to this store, to this establishment, and we're spending money there, we're giving them business, and they're not reciprocating, and the employees and the cashier is not being friendly towards us. On the other hand, if we go to the cash and the cashier says thank you to us, says good morning, good evening, we feel good about it because we feel that, okay, the expectations we have of this type of interaction are being met. And these type of interactions obviously are limited, and we feel that we've received the appreciation that was appropriate for this limited relationship or this limited interaction we had for the few minutes that we were in the line. We got to the checkout counter, we said hi, hello, we went through, and then thank you, goodbye, have a good night. And so whatever we got from the person we were interacting with was appropriate for that type of relationship for those few minutes. On the other hand, if someone goes out of their way to help us beyond the normal expectations, then we want to thank them sometimes appropriately. So for example, I was in Loblaws the other day, and they have a box for comments for regarding employees who have gone beyond the call of duty, so to speak. So somebody who's come and who's helped you more than you had expected and they've gone out of their way, there's a little suggestion box where you could fill out their name and your comments and drop it into the box so that they can get recognized for that. And this reminds me of when I was getting married. And naturally, there's a lot of shopping to do. And there happened to be this store, this clothing store in Toronto. And my mother used to go there before this period when I was getting married. And the lady there was quite nice, and she would often give discounts and so on. So my mom and she sort of built this type of somewhat of a relationship. And then when it was time to get married, so we went there again and we did lots of shopping. And she was, again, she went out of her way and she really tried to help, and ended up giving like hundreds of dollars worth of discounts. And my mom was so impressed that she actually went to Gerrard Street and went to a jewelry store and bought her a gold ring and went back to her and gave it to her. So that's just an example that, if somebody goes beyond the expectation of a relationship, then we actually want to also go, thank them for that. Another example is if you see someone who's in distress and somebody saves their life. Like, there was a recent example. I was going back from here one day and I was listening to the news, and there was a young girl who had fallen into the river in Ottawa, and this man who happened to be passing by, going to work, I think, jumped in and saved her. So in these type of instances, the person who's being saved feels indebted towards the person who saved them because that person saved their life, and that's quite important. Now, what we need to reflect on is that if someone saves our life and we feel indebted towards them and we don't know how to thank them, and a lot of times you hear this, and people will nominate someone for their heroic efforts, and they'll get like the Governor General's Award or some other reward in the province. So if we feel so importantly about someone who saves our life, who helps us, then how about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? How about Allah who has given us that very life, and so much more after that, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you were to, you know, try to count the blessings and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to do it. It's just not possible. And we just look at our own bodies, right? Just you don't have to go too far. Just look at our own bodies. So each part of our body is so complex that it's an entire like field of study and research on its own. Right? So every single part of our body. So we think about our blood, right? So it's produced within us, right? Nobody sees my blood. I eat breakfast and, you know, it's being processed and blood's being produced and it's being purified, and then there's different types of blood and there's the ability to transfer blood from one person to another and so on and so forth, right? And then we have hematology. Then we have our bones and muscles. So they give us the structure and the strength that we need. They break, they get hurt, they get damaged, and they're able to, you know, they get repaired by themselves. You know, they grow on their own, and we have orthopedics. And then our skin, right? Just look at our skin. You don't pay too much attention to it, but it's holding it all together. If you had no skin, I wouldn't be standing here right now, right? It would be spilled all over the place. So the skin is holding it all together, and it's self-repairing. It's a form of insulation, temperature regulation, and so on and so more, and so forth. And then we have dermatology, right? So this goes on and on and on. And this is just the human body. This is just our own bodies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, also deserves and expects our thanks for all of these blessings, and specifically our body. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Right? First he talks about how the human being has been created and how he gave life. And then he says, you know, he says that he has appointed hearing and sight and heart for us. And then قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But small thanks is it that we give to him. So this is, and these are things that have been given, right? All of these things are given to all human, to all living beings, right? Like, I'm not special that I have skin, everyone has skin, right? So it's nothing special. But, you know, on top of that, there are so many other blessings. There are so many other blessings that Allah has given us that we enjoy every single day. As if that wasn't, you know, enough to convince us that we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can't thank Him enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given us a formula. And He's given us a formula for getting more blessings. Now, this is interesting, right? Everyone wants more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know, if you give thanks, I'll give you more. If you want more, just give thanks. Give thanks, and I'll give you more. And that reminds me actually of a story. One of my uncles told me, he said that his mother would be very sick at times. And she had different diseases and different ailments. And many times, you know, she would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she would make dua for ease, and she would plead to Allah about her difficulties. But they would often continue, right? She would still have those. But then he says, when she actually started looking at the positives, despite all the difficulties and all the diseases and all the trouble she was going through and all the pain, when she actually started focusing on the positives and then started thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those positives and those blessings, she actually started getting better. She actually started getting better when she started thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything else that she had. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Right? If you remember me, I will remember you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, after that also, وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. That be grateful to me. So if you remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me. And do not reject faith, or do not reject my favors upon you. So the question is, that we are so, so indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single blessing that He has given us, that how can we possibly thank Him for that? Like, how do we go about, I was having this discussion the other day, and how do we go about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like, there's so much that, number, first of all, Allah is telling us Himself that we can't count it. And then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, So what do? To thank someone, you know, if somebody gives us something, we send them a thank you card, right? Or we send them flowers or whatever, right? We send them a gift. But what do now? If somebody comes to our wedding, we send them a thank you card, so on. But like, what do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there's three essential elements that we've got to remember. First of all, that we've got to sincerely believe in our hearts, in our minds, that all the good that we're seeing in our lives, everything that we have, all the blessings, every single thing that we enjoy is from Allah and Allah alone. Right? So this is the first part of shukr, which is essential for everyone, is to understand and to sincerely believe, right? Not only understand, but sincerely believe that everything, any good that comes to us, any blessing, is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's possible that our effort might have gone into it, right? I went to school, I studied, you know, I looked for a job, so on and so forth. So our effort might have gone into it, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone who gave us, first of all, the opportunity and the ability. It's Allah who has given us the opportunity and the ability to do whatever effort, to put in whatever effort that we have put in. So you've got to have this belief with full faith and conviction. And we've got to feel it, right? Like it's one thing to say it, but it's got to be felt from the, you know, deep inside our heart, that truly anything that I have, whatever, you know, I'm experiencing, every single thing that I have in my life, the fact that I'm speaking right now, the fact that I'm here, that I have a family, I have a home, and so on and so forth, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatever blessings and good things that you have, it is from Allah. So this is the first step, that we have this sincere belief, full faith and conviction that everything, any good that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's first. Secondly, after having that belief inside us, then we acknowledge verbally. Whenever something good happens to us, or we are reminded of a blessing, or we think of a blessing, or wherever, whenever possible, we say Alhamdulillah, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it's reported that, you know, after completing the meal, after eating, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allahumma lakal hamdu ghayra makfiya wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnin anhu rabbana. That, O Allah, all praise is due to you without being able to sufficiently thank you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all praise is due to you, and then admitting without being able to sufficiently thank you. Nor ever do we wish to be cut off from you, nor ever feeling rich from relying on you, our Lord. So what that means is that part of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to recognize that we can never give enough thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also reported, and this is from Tafsir ibn Kathir, that the Prophet Dawud alayhi salam used to say in his dua, O Allah, how can I ever duly thank you when my thanking you is also a favor from you to me? How can I ever duly thank you when even the thanking that I'm doing is a favor from you to me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered to him and said, now you have thanked me sufficiently, O Dawud. He said, meaning when you admit it, when you had that realization, when you admit it that you can't ever thank me properly or fully as I deserve to be thanked, that's when you thank me. So that's the second one. So the first was to believe, second was to express it verbally, and third is to physically. How do we offer physical thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That means obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you think about it, one of the worst things that a person can do is take a gift, right? Take a gift from someone, something that someone has given you, and then use it against them. Right, to take a gift from someone and then use it against them. So the primary method of giving thanks is to strive for complete obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoidance of disobedience. So this is the physical aspect of practically showing thanks, practical shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we actually strive to the best of our ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single way that He wants us to. and to avoid any act of disobedience towards Allah. Now, acts of submission, right? So first is just to follow the rules. But other acts of submission can be, for example, the sujood of shukr. So if something good happens to us, you know, we get some good news, or something good happens, we prostrate. You know, it doesn't take long. We prostrate. We make sujood, we make sajda towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank Him for what He has given us. Our salah, of course, our prayers, especially the fara'id, it goes without saying that that's in the complete obedience part, but also trying to do them properly, trying to do them on time, so we don't wait until the last 10, 15, 20 minutes before the time's about to expire, or even after time, over time, right? We try to do it as early as possible. Also, and especially for the brothers, you know, that we come to the masjid and try to offer our salah, right? So if we can, I don't know, you know, it's really hard, of course, for everyone to come 5 times a day, unless you work in the masjid. But, you know, if you can come at least once a day, you know, that's good. Or every other day, whatever it is, but at least try, I would ask everyone to please make an effort to try to come at least for one salah every day. It gets pretty lonely here sometimes. On top of that, you know, on top of that, extra salah as well, right? Or nawafil, the extra prayers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I've mentioned once before, or a couple of times before, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was forgiven. He didn't have anything to worry about in terms of entry into paradise. Yet at the same time, he would offer extra prayers at night. He would offer, you know, tahajjud. He would be up at night praying. And he would be asked, you know, why are you doing this? You know, your feet are being cracked and you're standing so long in prayer and it's so painful. And he says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant? So this is also a form of offering shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is probably the easiest of all. Right? When we're driving, when we're at work, any other time, we can always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts and through our tongues as well. You know, as human beings, we're forgetful. And oftentimes when things are good, and everything's going fine, and we don't have any worries, we're busy, we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that these are all blessings from Allah. But when things get tough a bit, you know, the road gets a little rocky, you know, then we start turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His help. So we should have a balance where we're always doing this. In good times as well as bad times, we're thanking Allah, we're asking for His help. Right, so let's try to change that. So when we head back from the masjid today, you know, the 10 or 15 minutes it takes you to get to your destination, you know, let's spend that time to think and to contemplate over the blessings of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And when we've thought about these 3, 4, 5, 10 things that we can think of, then we think about how we can use these for the obedience of Allah and how we can keep away from using those blessings for the disobedience of Allah. And then when we've done that, then we can try to figure out how we can make it a point to do at least one act per day. To do at least one act per day to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically for that, apart from what we have to do anyway, apart from that, let's try to commit ourselves to at least one action that we can do solely to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me, first of all, and all of us, to really become grateful servants and to recognize all the good that He has given us. And inshallah, if we start, and believe me, and this is honest to Allah, this is from personal experience, that if we actually stop complaining and start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, just watch. And that was my Facebook status actually before Jummah, that's why I was feeling so inspired, right? That, you know, just thank, try your best, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make dua to Allah, and just watch. The doors will start opening, inshallah, and you'll be amazed. Wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillah.